You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound Bee at First Energy Stadium in 2015 for the action and excitement of every game. Secure your Cleveland Browns 2015 season tickets by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. Let's go to the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. Let's go first to Paul on a cell. What's up, Paul?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Love the show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the trade. Me being a Browns fan, you think maybe with Alonzo being associated with Pettine that they're looking to sweeten the deal to get our number 12 with Folks and Alonzo?
I don't know about that. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I don't think that that's why he did it.
It's an interesting take.
It is, but I'm pretty sure that he did that to get a guy at a great salary price who played for him at the University of Oregon, who's going to be the stalwart in the middle of that defense.
He's going
to
be a potential Pro Bowl for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I think that that's...
Now, you don't know that.
You don't know that, but even so...
Come on!
It doesn't matter. Gibbs, you're talking about the value commensurate to his salary. So as long as he's a quality starter for that team, he's a great value. He's one of the best contracts in the NFL for the next 3 years.
I'm not saying the contract's not good, but what are you getting out of it? What if the guy is only half as good as he was before he got hurt? Are you really getting max value?
Yeah, but you're creating space to bring in other assets at a cheaper price.
Space and
Mr.
money.
Mr. Analytics.
Money. 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 Charles and Canton, what's going on?
Hey guys, how we doing today?
Good, man.
Good.
Hey, all right. I have a few issues. The one was with the offense coordinator's comments yesterday, stating that Josh can't. He's better when he doesn't have to win the games by himself.
Uh huh.
And we don't have anybody around him. And
I don't know about that. You have a good offense. What he's saying is you got a good offensive line.
We don't have anybody he can throw the football to.
Well, you got people you can throw the football to, but you're right. They need to upgrade their receiving core, and if Cameron leaves, they need to get a tight end. But free agency nor the draft have happened yet, so we don't know the roster.
With this being another transition year, I mean, it's every year is a transition year. I mean, we're not bringing back any of our free agents. So, I mean, they're not the best, but if we're not bringing any of them back, who are we going to fill them in? And if we have to go up and get, like, Marcus Mariota or somebody, then we're even giving up more. And, I mean, wide receivers, are you going to play with Andrew Luck or are you going to play with Josh and Johnny? I mean,
I don't think
Andre
we're going to go.
Not coming here. Randall Cobb's not coming here.
No, but you don't want Randall Cobb to come here.
I understand if, you know, contributors are needed, but you also need playmakers. And
Agreed.
We don't have playmakers. We're not in the position to have playmakers for a few years.
Well,
and
I don't know about that. If you
after winning seven games,
right,
we should be in the position to have playmakers want to come here. But with them cleaning house and getting rid of all these people, then, I mean, nobody wants to. The only people who are coming here are the people who want to get a paycheck.
First of all, the Browns did a good job in free agency last year, I would say. They added quality players, quality veterans who came here. Dansby, Whitner, now of course he is from Cleveland. They were able to get Andrew Hawkins. I do think that this is a team that's got a lot of draft picks. We want them to go ahead and draft, a wide receiver or at 12 would be great if one of the big three are there. I think this is a good wide receiver draft again. You have an opportunity to bring in playmakers at that position. I would love the Browns to do that. I think they've got to do it. They've got to address these positions. I think everybody knows it. I think that John DeFilippo was not saying that he's saying Josh Allen's better when you have playmakers. You got to get playmakers for him. I think that is probably, other than shoring up the defensive line, it's about this offseason should be about shoring up the defensive line, getting another pass rusher on the defense side, but really about getting playmakers on offense. You've got a great line. You're going to be able to run the football, and now you need to get playmakers on offense out wide to complement Andrew Hawkins, Gabriel, and Benjamin, who are currently on the roster.
That's absolutely true, and I think and to not go backwards and stay there for too long, but you look at Brian Hoyer, what would an asset or two of another playmaker or two last season have done for this Browns football team? It would have been different, you know, and all they're saying is the Cleveland Browns have moved past Brian Hoyer and brought in someone, again, made a lateral move, as most people have said, with a slight upgrade in size and as well as arm strength, that we're going to add assets to around him. And I think what coaxed John DeFilippo to come here was the youth and working with Mike Pettine, but also too Josh McCown had said he came here, and I'll say it one more time, an offensive line to protect him as he was on his butt an awful lot in Tampa, and the ability to run the football so that the quarterback doesn't have to make all the throws and have to shoulder, you know, all that burden, where they can defer to playmakers as we surround that quarterback, and the ability to run the football when we need to.
Again, it goes back to it. Was Brian Hoyer the answer? No. Is Josh McCown the answer? No. If you're a Browns fan, who do you want the answer to be? Johnny Manziel, when he comes out rehabilitated and becomes obsessed with football, as you heard John DeFilippo say yesterday that he needs to be. If that happens and he can capitalize on the talent that he does have, people act like this guy's got no talent. You don't do what he did in the SEC without any talent. He's got talent. You got to see what he can do. When we come back, Andrew Gribble will be with us, Browns senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com. Talk about the latest things he's been working on over there. Give his thoughts on some of the topics of the day. And also, we want to hear from you. Get in the mailbag now. Tweet your questions. Use the hashtag mailbag to at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, at Browns underscore daily. Also, we're going to take some more calls and tweets. We want to continue talking about this trade, the running back position, but also, what were your biggest takeaways yesterday from the John DeFilippo interview? I had a chance to re-listen to it again. Very impressed. Got picked up at NFL.com, ESPN, CBS, Pro Football Talk. So a lot of good came out of that interview and some good positive press for the Browns. What was your biggest takeaway from it? I was impressed with the guy. And, of course, I think that, you know, we got to see it on the field. But I liked him. I liked his presence. I like his plan. And hopefully he can execute and get the talent needed to execute. I'm not going to say he doesn't need talent. The Browns need to add playmakers. There is no question about that, as I like to say. All right, we'll come back with more here. Andrew Gribble right after this. ESPN 850 WKNR.